I'm pleased about it. It's taken probably a little bit longer, Jed, than what we had planned. But we're confident now that we can move forward. I think, as we said in the press release, we're looking for a period of stability, which will be quite a good thing for us. And looking for growth in the football club. So I think it'll give that stability that we've been screaming for probably the last 12 months or so.
Bond Group Investments Limited, who are they and how did that all come about?
It's an investment company. They do various investments in property and other things. And they were looking to get into football. They were approached by certainly two clubs that I know of. And we started talking to them, I think probably about November, December last year. And they like what they see. And it's just taken us a little bit longer to get the EFL approval and everything else. And we're pleased to make that announcement today.
What have they said that they will bring to Morecambe Football Club?
Well, I think the first thing they're bringing is the cash. The money to help us through with creditors and ensure that we pay wages on time and then look for investment. But we've got a lot of things that we're talking about that hopefully will come into fruition, pretty shortly. Stadium naming rights for one, which has been difficult to do, Jed, in the last few months because we weren't sure where we would be. Now we have that stability, we can plan for the future with confidence.
Yeah, is that confidence still there? I mean, Morecambe have got a massive game at the weekend against Coventry. Was it always the case that, doesn't matter what division they'll be in, even League Two, National League, this is still going to happen? And for the fans, this is still going to be, legit, even if they drop down?
Oh, yeah, it's happening. It's happened, period. And we've been talking for quite a while. It's not as though it's been done in, the last month. These things do take quite a time. So we're just hoping that the news gives a bit of confidence and, we're looking for as much support we can on Saturday. It's a very, very big game for us. And let's hope we can get the right result.
Yeah, obviously, as you say, you're talking about, in the past where, wages have not been paid or been late. Has that been a similar case for this season in this relegation battle?
No, I think there was once we were a few days late, Jed, and I think the new owners, that they've put the money in for the last couple of months, I think, on wages, which I think showed their willingness to take over the club. They wouldn't have paid the wages last month, for example, if they were not convinced they were going to take over the club. So that gave us a lot of confidence. And here we go. We're fine. The cash is there, which will see us right soon for the next 2 years or so. And we're looking forward to working with them.
Yeah, that's the sort of target line, is it? That you've got a 2-year cash injection that will at least see the club as a definite contender in the transfer market for 2 years. Would that be right in saying?
Yeah, it depends on how big the transfer market is, Jed.
Yeah.
Will we spend £1 million on a player? I don't think we will. But, we'll sit down with Jim, as we always do at the end of the season, and look to see what it is he wants to bring in terms of players. And that's worked well for the last few years, so we'll do the same and look, to strengthen the squad wherever we are and get that stability back.
Has this been refreshing? I mean, I presume Jim knows all about this. Has this been quite refreshing, and has Jim and his staff taken this as positive news?
Yeah, I think Rod Taylor spoke to them this morning at the club. I think it's been taken very positively with Rod spoken to the staff. Very positive. And Jim, he's been kept in the loop, for the last 2 or 3 months, but obviously confidential. And I think Jim's delighted with it as well.
So going forward then, for the fans, you say this is a positive step for Morecambe Football Club on what has been a troubled few years.
I think it's a trouble, probably not as much a few years. I think certainly the last 18 months since other people got involved and didn't have the cash that they said they had. In this case, Jed, the cash is there. We know it's there. And
have you seen it, Peter? Have you seen it on paper? Have you seen it in the bank? I mean,
they've put the money in for the wages, as I said. But, the way it works is with the lawyer. The lawyer's confirmed they have it. And this will be transferred to the football club. And that indeed gives us so much confidence.